Offset old school DNB chop with DJ friendly structure in Ableton Live 12. Advanced, let's go. In this lesson, we're doing two things at the same time, and that's what makes it advanced. 1. We're designing that old school jungle timing feel, where the break kind of drags and pushes against the grid in a really musical way. And 2. We're building a structure that DJs actually like mixing. Clean 16 and 32 bar phrasing, stable intros and outros, and no surprise math right when someone's trying to blend your tune. We're staying stock Ableton Live 12 devices, and we'll end with a repeatable workflow you can drop on any classic break. First, the big idea, decide what's fixed before you offset anything. Old school swing is not everything sloppy. It's a few things totally reliable, and everything else elastic. So your anchors, most of the time, are the main snare hits, usually the backbeats, 2 and 4, depending on the pattern. Sometimes also the first kick of the bar. Those are your mix stability points. That's what a DJ is locking onto, whether they know it or not. Hats, ghosts, little pickup kicks. Pre-snare ticks, that's where you get weird. That's where the character lives. All right. Setup. Open Live 12 and set the tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I like starting at 172. Because it's right in that modern jungle sweet spot. Next, open the groove pool. That's Ctrl-Alt-G or Command-Option-G. We're not using it immediately, but I want it ready because groove is layer 1 of timing. Also, quick warp default mindset. For breaks, warp mode on beats is usually the move. Preserve transients and the envelope value. Start around 40 to 60. That's a good range that keeps the transients lively without turning the break into crunchy paper. Now choose your break. Amen. Think, funky drummer, any of those style breaks work. Drag it onto an audio track. In the clip view, turn warp on. Then find the true first downbeat. Right click and choose warp from here, straight. Now your job is to make it loop perfectly for one or two bars. I'm going to encourage two bars for old school, because so many classic breaks have that second bar nuance and you want to keep it. Once it's looping perfectly, consolidate. Command J or Control J. This matters because slicing works best when you've committed the clean loop region. It's like prepping ingredients before you cook. Quick coaching note, if the break is messy, don't go warp marker crazy. Put warp markers only on the major anchors, kick and snare. If you warp every transient, you're basically deleting the drummer, and jungle without the drummer is a different genre. Cool, now we slice. Right-click the consolidated clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient if the break is clear. If it's too soft or the transients are not being detected nicely, slice by 1/16 as a fallback. Use the built-in slice preset, because we're going to customize after. Live creates a drum rack full of slices and a MIDI clip that recreates the original rhythm. That MIDI clip is now your playground. This is where we build offset feel without destroying DJ readability. Now, two-layer timing mindset. Layer A is clip level groove. Layer B is targeted micro offsets. Let's do layer A first. Go to the groove pool and load something subtle. MPC 16 swing 55 to 59 is a classic zone. Don't start at 65 unless you're trying to make it drunk. Drag that groove onto your break MIDI clip. In the groove settings, set timing around 10 to 25%. Keep it tasteful. Velocity can be 0 to 15% if you want some natural movement. Random can be 2 to 8% to keep it from sounding like copy-paste. Now, important workflow choice. Do you commit the groove or keep it live? If you commit, it bakes into the MIDI and you're done. If you keep it uncommitted, you can automate groove amount later, which is sick for arrangement energy ramps. For now, keep it uncommitted. We're advanced today. Now layer B. Targeted micro offsets. This is the sauce. Open the MIDI clip. Before you move anything, identify anchors. Look at your snare slices. The main backbeat snares, those should stay pretty close to grid. You can nudge them a hair if you really know what you're doing, but generally in DNB, snare placement is sacred. If the snare starts wandering, the whole mix feels unstable, especially in a double drop. Now set your grid to 1/16 to start, just so you can see the pattern. Then we're going smaller. For micro timing, go down to 1/64. Or turn off fixed grid and do tiny nudges. Here are practical offset targets you can actually use. Ghost snares. Try late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Late ghosts create that drag and that head nod weight. Hats. Try early by 3 to 8 milliseconds. Early hats create urgency and drive. Extra kicks. Late by 5 to 10 milliseconds can make the groove feel heavier, like it's leaning back. Now, teacher tip. Microtiming is almost impossible to judge while the break is soloed. solo makes everything feel wrong. Judge timing against a reference. So do this. Make a timing reference track. Create a new MIDI track. Put a rimshot, click, or closed hat on 2 and 4. Maybe a light kick on 1. Keep it muted most of the time. But when you're pushing offsets, unmute it briefly. If your snare and your sub agree with that reference, you're in the pocket. The rest can be weird and it'll still feel right. And here's an Ableton trick that's ridiculously powerful. Track delay. Instead of micro-editing every note, you can offset the entire chopped break track. In the mixer section, set track delay to +5 to +15 milliseconds for a laid-back feel, or -5 if you want it to bite and lead. This is especially important when you layer the break with clean modern drums. You can keep your modern snare tight and on-grid, then lay the break back by 8 milliseconds. Instant pocket. Huge vibe. Alright, now that the break feels alive, we build DJ-friendly structure. Because cool chops are pointless if nobody can mix the tune. Go to Arrangement View. We're going to use a Practical Jungle and DNB phrasing template. 32 bar intro, 64 bar drop 1, 16 to 32 bar switch or breakdown, 64 bar drop 2, 32 bar outro. Set your loop brace to 32 bars to help you sketch. Then place locators aggressively. Intro, drop 1, switch, drop 2, outro. Locators are not optional if you want DJ-friendly arrangement. They keep you honest. Now, DJ details that matter. In the intro, keep a stable pulse. You can do tops only, or a filtered break, but make sure a DJ can beatmatch from hats and snare cues without hearing wild fills. Avoid chaotic edits in the first 16 bars. Save the spice for bar 17 onward when the mix is already locked. Also, double drop safety. The first 8 bars after a drop should be stable. That's where people layer your tune with another one. If you go too experimental right there, it might be cool in isolation, but it becomes a nightmare in a blend. Next, sound design chain. We want old-school grit and glue without killing the transients. On your break drum rack track, build the stock chain. First, EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If you need air, a gentle shelf around 8 to 12 kHz. But go easy because breaks can get harsh fast. Second, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Just enough to get that old school bite. Use stamp to tame the harsh top. Boom at 20 to 40 Hz only if the break needs body. And be careful because we're probably saving sub weight for the bass line. Third, roar. This is where we get dark tone and movement. Tube or bass mode work great. Moderate drive. You're not trying to turn it into fuzz soup. Use Roar's filter to low cut around 80 to 120 Hz if your bass is separate. And for life, add a tiny bit of modulation, like an LFO barely touching drive or filter. Subtle. Haunted. Moving. Fourth, glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1 or 4:1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Optional soft clip-on. But subtle. Fifth, utility. This is your don't embarrass yourself on a big system stage. Use bass mono around 120 Hz if needed. And trim gain to keep headroom, because drum bus plus roar plus glue can clip way faster than you think. Now, parallel smash bus. This is how you get authentic jungle aggression without flattening the main break. Create a return track called Break Smash. Put saturator with soft clip on. Drive 6 to 12 dB. Then a compressor with fast attack, medium release, heavy gain reduction. Then EQ8. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz so the smash is mostly mid and top energy and maybe a small boost around 2 to 5 kHz for bite. Send your break to it quietly, like -18 to -8 dB on this end. The main break stays punchy and readable, and the smash adds that nasty underlayer. Now variation, without ruining mixability. The rule is, evolve every 8 or 16 bars, but keep phrase edges predictable. Easy moves that work in clubs. Every 16 bars, swap one or two slices. Not the whole pattern, just a little rechop. Right before a phrase change, do a 1/8 or 1/4 stop. Negative space hits harder than another fill. Use auto filter automation. Intro can be a low pass opening. Twitch can do a band pass sweep for tension. And one of the most real old school tricks in Ableton. Resample your chops into audio. Create a new audio track and set input to resampling. Record 16 to 32 bars of your best chop loop. Then edit audio, reverse a hit, add tiny fades, do little stutters. Audio edits often feel more authentic than endless MIDI nudging, because you're committing decisions like you would on hardware. Extra advanced timing ideas if you want to level up. Try call and response slicing across a 4-bar phrase. Keep bars 1 and 2 recognizable, then let bars 3 and 4 answer with different last 8th or last 16th choices. DJs get predictability in the first half and movement in the second, or the late tail. Early hi-hat concept. Duplicate your hat-ish slices to 2 layers. Nudge one layer slightly early for attack energy. Nudge the other slightly late for a swingy tail. Then macro control the blend between them. Now you can adjust groove without rewriting MIDI. You can also use probability on ghost notes. Pick tiny tick slices and set chance to 30 to 60%. That controlled chaos makes each 16 bars feel alive, but your main anchors remain consistent so it still loops cleanly. Now common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. Don't overwarp the break. Too many warp markers kills groove. Don't offset the main snare too much. Move ghosts and hats more than the backbeat. Don't forget headroom. Saturation stacks fast. Use utility to trim and keep peaks clean. Don't make DJ unfriendly intros. Give them 32 bars of stable pulse. And don't let bass fight the break lows. If you're running sub and reese, high pass the break more aggressively, sometimes even 100 to 150 HC. Now, the pro pocket trick for dark DNB. Make the break late, make the bass on time. Put the break track delay around plus 8 milliseconds. Keep the bass tight on the grid. The pocket feels gigantic, and the groove feels expensive.